Well, we're making good progress on getting the website for the Bible finalized so we can have it for an app. Now, an app means that you can put it on any mobile device and use it anywhere. So all of you who are really high-techie techies, you will be, I don't think in seventh heaven, but at least the first or second one. Now, this project has been going on over 3 years to read it, to edit it, to get it all straightened around, and to have it finished. Now, with the book that we're going to do, we'll probably send it off in a couple of weeks from a speck of dust to a son of God. What we are going to do is this. We're going to include a reading of the book, since our friend back in England took so long to do the cover. I've been reading the book, and I've just finished it this week. Now, we have to edit it and get it all ready to go. Then also, on Church at Home, we have 12 segments on From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? So we're going to make 2 DVDs, include that with the read of the CD. So there will be 3 discs that we will send with the book. Come with it. Every book that goes out will have those 3. So it's going to be quite a production. Now, in my letter that we just mailed out, we have 16 pages of colored pictures showing how human life is reproduced. And then in the book, show something that very, very few people understand, which is this. And this is also very interesting. Every human being has 46 chromosomes, right? Okay. But when a child is conceived, there are 23 from the father and 23 from the mother, right? So those cells do not have 46. It's a new 46, half from mother, half from father. Now, how is that for becoming one flesh? Huh? See? So when you study the Bible and go into the Bible, you're going to realize there are many, many things that are there that are not on the surface of reading, which just fit together. Now, I won't take time to tell you about this, but anyway. So we will have also the last one of the Church at Home segment on Why Were You Born has the hymn, The Almighty God, video. And so that really, I think, crowns the whole thing. So it will be 12 chapters and what God is doing and how he is doing it. Okay? Now, God has a secret plan that he is working out on the earth that the world does not know anything about. See, now God does that. You can read in the Bible where those who profess themselves to be wise are fools, and yet God has chosen the foolish things, those which the world counts as nothing. And so here we are. He is doing a secret work in preparation for the 2 greatest events since the creation of the world. Now, Christ was the first one, so we'll say 3 events. His coming in the flesh. But these events that are coming are going to affect the whole world. And God has chosen people that the world would not choose. And as you look around, God has also chosen people that you would not choose to be your friend or brother or sister either. Is that correct? Yes. And he has done that for a very special reason, so that we learn to love each other and also to realize the ultimate work we are going to do is to save the world as servants under Christ. Do you think about that? Now, that's a secret plan. He has to call us And the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen, because the gospel goes out. Many people hear it. They don't understand it. So let's come here to Matthew 13 and let's see something that is central to the purpose that God is doing. Matthew 13. Now here is what Jesus told his disciples. And you see, when Christ came, when he suddenly appeared at the temple, he did not say, all the priests gather around, all the Pharisees gather around, you will be my disciples. No. He went to Galilee and chose fishermen. And so important was their calling, and so important was the work that God was going to do with them, that Christ directly was going to do with them, that he had to reveal it bit by bit. They couldn't handle it all at once. Now, here's a place where we have the parable of the sower. Christ is the sower, the seed is the word of God. Now, stop and think about this. We know in Matthew 24 that God says he's going to give a witness to all the world, to all the nations. Now, we know there are people out there preaching bits of the gospel here and there. We know there are people not associated with the church or even any church that understand things are getting very complicated and ready to really be in a disaster and a collapse. So there are those warning. Now then, very few understand. Well, I'll take that back. Yep. Even the Pope understands this. Aliens are going to invade the earth. Who are those aliens? Well, the ultimate of the secret work of God is first going to be the first resurrection. We'll be aliens to the world. And then when they see Christ coming, and it says, every eye will see him. And when you understand that the Bible is true, Word of God is true, and when Christ says, every eye shall see him, that means every living person on earth at the time. So if you want the answer to that, you can write for our book, The Appointed Times of Jesus the Messiah, where it talks about the return of Christ. But you see, in order for Christ to take over the world, he's not going to do it single-handedly. So down through the ages, beginning with the patriarchs, God has specifically chosen various individuals. He has used them, converted them, preached the word. Generation comes, generation goes, generation comes, generation goes, and now we're down toward the end of the last times. How much longer will it be? We don't know, because Christ said, no man knows the day or the hour. And we're also learning that in understanding the prophecies, that the way we have understood them happening in rapid fire sequence all the time is not true. So we'll have some sermons on that, so we can understand what's going on. But when Jesus, now think of this, when Jesus was preaching, multitudes would follow him. Now, why would multitudes follow him? Well, especially in the first year of his ministry, as you will see in the Appointed Times of Jesus the Messiah, it was a jubilee year. Now, jubilee year is to release all Hebrew servants, rest the land. So there were a lot of people that could follow along and listen to Jesus. But he did a very inexplicable thing, because most Protestants believe that God is working over time through the church to save everybody. And if you don't come the Protestant way, you're doomed in hell forever. Well, that's not true. God is calling a few. Many are called, but few are chosen. So when he spoke to the multitudes, he spoke to them in parables. And the disciples couldn't understand. Well, you know, why are you talking to them in parables? Now, this will help you understand how God works in secret, yet in plain sight. Matthew 13, after hearing the parable, verse 10, Matthew 13, verse 10, and his disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, to know the mystery of God, the mysteries. Now, one of the great mysteries is working all the time, which is what happens next here. He says, but to them it has not been given. Now, how can God give it to those that he calls, but not give it to those who are not called? And when we go through these things, always understand this. Always remember the second resurrection. That's the biggest thing, one of the biggest secrets the world doesn't know. Now, the second resurrection is going to come at a later time when everyone who has been blinded, never had an opportunity for salvation, will be given a second physical life, then have an opportunity for salvation. Now, that's how much God's love extends to humankind. So even in blinding them, and the blinding happens automatically, that's another secret of God. It has not been given to them. Verse 12, for whoever has understanding, to him shall more be given. Why give more to him? Why not give it to the dunce? Well, the dunce can't understand. Speaking of needing correction, I see my corrector right in front of me. Victoria Nelson sent me a nice email that I misspoke concerning the, what is that belt? Yeah, the radiation protection, the Van Allen belt around the earth. It protects us from the radiation from the sun, not from the meteors from outer space. We have Jupiter and Saturn to take care of that. So I stand corrected, and you agree 100%. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, back to this. So he says, for this, okay, whoever has more shall be given. He shall have an abundance. And brethren, that's what we need to have today. We have the Word of God. We have the histories. We have everything that we need. There is no reason at all for the churches of God to not understand the Bible, to not be excited about the Bible, to not be drawing close to God and learning and growing and overcoming, because we're preparing for eternal life. Eternal life. See? That's a tremendous thing. That's why we have this book. And we take them all the way through. All right? But whoever does not have understanding, even what he has shall be taken from him. Now, I need to give a sermon on the significance of 1893. Now, you can find that by reading Rome's Challenge to the Protestant that we have, Protestants that we have in the Bible as an appendix. The truth is, since 1893 down to this day, the Protestants have been going down, 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 down. Where are they today? Ordaining homosexual priests and marrying them to lead the Episcopal Church. So the understanding they had has been what? Taken from them. Likewise, the Catholics, well, the Catholics were never in the ball game anyway. Verse 13, for this reason I speak to them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, in hearing you shall hear, and in no way understand. Why? We will see what happens. There are things that happen automatically that people don't understand. That's why it's a secret. Okay? We'll read it just a minute here. In hearing you shall hear, verse 14, in no way understand, and seeing you shall see, in no way perceive, for the heart of this people has grown fat, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest, now why would they close their eyes and close their ears? Because they want to do what they want to do instead of do what God wants them to do. That's a very simple, and all the world is in one degree or other of this. Those who understand principles of the Bible and apply them will have more understanding. Those who live hedonistic lives will have no understanding of anything, and pretty soon they'll come to a point that they won't even know where to get their next fix. Now notice, they have closed their eyes. Have you ever talked to someone about the Sabbath? Boop, shutters come down. First point, very first thing, they may want God, but the very first way you start finding out about God, start keeping the Sabbath. And then study the Bible on the Sabbath, about the Sabbath, and at the end of a month, you'll understand why you need to keep the Sabbath, see? That always works. Now notice what Jesus said. Lest they should see with their eyes. See, because without obedience, you can't understand. And should hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts and should be converted and I should heal them. Now that's a great mystery, isn't it? Here Christ, the Savior of the world, coming in the flesh to live a life to be the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and he doesn't want them converted. Now, is that not a great secret? Why? Is he against them? No. He will save them in the second resurrection. So he still loves them, but he doesn't want them to come part way and give up. See, that's why the few are chosen. Okay? Now, notice what he says here in verse 16. And you will see this multiply in your life. It works both ways. Those people who are blinded can't see and can't hear because they're not willing to obey. Yet they want all the blessings of God. And they can't understand why things aren't working out. That's exactly what's happening in this nation, isn't it? Nobody knows what's going on. Why? Well, I just did what? 5.5 minute... little video. Why? Because America supports and upholds by law and through government the deliberate killing of the most innocent. 3,000 or more every day. That's why. Of all these politicians, I'm going to do this, going to do that, going to do the other thing. No, you ain't going to do a thing. And you better pray you don't meet your maker real quickly. That's what's wrong with this nation. Oh, but we have to run off and have all the news with all this terrorist attack, wherever it may be. Remember the one here in San Bernardino just recently? Oh, it's on the news. Everybody talk about it. What are we going to do about it? You'll never have enough police. You'll never have enough spies. You will never have enough people to stop the terrorist unless you ban abortion. Because you are killing the most innocent of the beginning of the creation of God, of a new human being, which requires the genes and chromosomes from father and the genes and chromosomes from mother and the spirit of man from God. Now that's a secret as to why the world's in the mess that it is in, especially the nations of Israel. It's easy to identify them today, isn't it? Okay? Look at where all of the strangers are coming into which countries. They're not coming into China. They're not coming into Russia. They're not coming into Brazil. Coming into Europe, coming into America, coming into Canada. Why? Do you suppose that God is sending one alien? So we are being invaded by aliens, aren't we? For every abortion? I think if you do the math, you'll find it's pretty close. So out of this, God has called us so that we can learn, we can be taught. And it's a secret because it comes with God's Spirit, which cannot be seen. And it works in our hearts and our minds, which is a work that they do not even comprehend. And we'll see that in a little bit. Now, verse 16, but blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men have desired to know, to see what you see and have not seen, and to hear what you hear and have not heard. That explains the parable of the sower. So we need to make sure that we are those who produce 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. So let's see how God does his secret work. You know, I don't think there's one other person in Pasadena that knows we're here, except maybe a relative of yours that you told them where you're going, okay? And why is it important that we are here? Because God is training and teaching us. You see, church is not a militant organization run by popes and cardinals and bishops or apostles and evangelists and so forth. We are to teach the brethren to grow in grace and knowledge and prepare for the return of Christ and the first resurrection. Because God has set up his secret plan so well that he deals individually with each one of us through his Spirit and through his Word. And we have the Sabbaths of God so we can learn. We have the Word of God so we can be instructed, so that we can have a relationship with God to become his spiritual children. Now, living in this evil world, how does God do it? All right? Let's come back here to Ephesians, the second chapter. Now, let me just mention this. There is also the secret or mystery of lawlessness that is also working, which is controlled by the god of this world, Satan the devil. Now, we all live in this world. Before God calls us, we're just out there. So I want you to stop and think, and I'm sure you can remember the almost the exact reaction that you had when God first began to open your mind. There's a reason. And that's when you began to answer the call. But here is where everybody else is. Let's read it right here. Ephesians 2, verse 1. Now you were dead in trespasses and sins. What did Jesus say to the man who said, "Oh, I'll go with you wherever you want to go, but let me go bury my father"? So what did he say? You know, for some political correct people, they would say he was mean, nasty, obnoxious, because he said, "Let the dead bury their dead, come and follow me." Why? Point is, living in the world, you're as good as dead. Now notice, there's a power behind it, an unseen power working. Now this unseen power also uses human beings and human instruments. Through what? Government, education, finances, entertainment, all of those things. You look at all of those things, is there any amount of understanding of God in any of those things? And if there is, they're going to try and get rid of it, right? That's because of the prince of the power of the air. Let's read it. Verse 2. "In which you walked in times past according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working within the children of disobedience." All lawbreaking, all things that are against human life, human thought, Satan is there. And he lures very temptingly, starting at an early age. So how do you get out of that? God has to intervene in your life. How does God intervene in your life? There comes a time somewhere along the line that you realize that your life is in trouble and difficulty, and you're emotionally and physically and mentally all messed up. And somehow you cry out to God. Well, that's your first prayer. Now God has another secret at work. He knows what's going on earth. Well, how can God know what's going on earth? Because he has seven special spirits that are called the eyes of God that go through the earth day and night to seek out those who are seeking him. So you remember the minute, you remember the event when God first began dealing with you, one of the seven spirits. Then God began calling you, drawing you. Now, if you responded, he'll draw you more. Okay? That's the secret of God, how he does it. He does it spiritually. No one can see it. not even your best friend, or sometimes not even your husband or wife, because God is doing it here and in here. That's an amazing secret. See, so you're all secret agents for the kingdom of God. And the world doesn't know it. Better than the CIA. Now notice, among whom we all once had our conduct in the lust of our flesh, doing the things willed by the flesh and by the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, has made us alive together with Christ. For you have been saved by grace. Now, this grace is God's action in your life. Now, we have some other actions we need to take care of, and that is, we need to take a break.